Yes, we hosted a workshop funded by the CAFA Fund within Ulster University last Friday. At the workshop, we had Michelle Pigeon, who came from Laval University in Quebec, and we also had other representatives from Canada who represent victims there, as well as a wide range of stakeholders from Donegal and Derry, including IDP, Donegal County Council, Derry City Council, other representatives and academics from Ulster University. So it was a fantastic workshop. The purpose of the workshop was to examine the situation in Canada and to really open a wider discussion amongst the key stakeholders as to how effective the scheme that they have rolled out in Canada has been. A good example of that, for example, is that one of the representatives from Canada who themselves is affected by defective concrete told the story to the group about how he found that he had defective concrete in his home, let's say, in August, and by September of the same year, the remediation work started in his home. So that's a very good example that we wanted to bring back from our trip in September when we went over to Canada to the group to really try to examine how they have made such a success of the scheme, and the opposite has happened here.
Because the defective concrete blocks emerged at the same time in Canada as it did here, from your examination of both schemes, what's been the key differences?
Well, to be quite honest with you, the key differences would appear that there was a very focused and concerted effort by the Canadian government to implement a scheme that was workable for those people who were affected. The more we examine the scheme that has been implemented here, the more cumbersome, the more difficult, and honestly, the more that it excludes a huge portion of people who are affected. So I think that would be the key difference. We need to look at how we can feed back to the government that this scheme needs to be made more simple. We had representatives from IDP, for example, Michelle Coyle, who is a facilitator in Anishinaabe, and she talked at length about the issues that she's seen on a day-to-day basis where families are approaching her with issues regarding the scheme, and where a huge amount of people are being excluded from the scheme because it's just quite simply too difficult to access for lots and lots of different reasons.
And the likes of Michelle Pigeon, what's his reaction to seeing the state of affairs here?
His reaction is to really to see that there's a massive disparity, and he's quite surprised and shocked at how, I suppose, the treatment of the victims here. One of the comments that were made by one of the participants on the day was that we as victims are being further treated as if we are trying to scam the system. And I think all of us who've been through the defective block scheme would agree that we are all almost assumed that we are trying to get one over on the government, and the amount of paperwork and evidence that we are being asked to provide is just absolutely overwhelming and exhausting. So we need to relook at the scheme. And one of the key things that Martin McDermott, councillor of Donegal County Council, raised and pointed out is that there is a consultation going to open now in the very short future, where the scheme is going to be assessed, and we have anyone who's engaged with the scheme will be asked to give feedback to the Department of Housing as to what issues they are facing. So we would urge people that anyone who is engaged with the scheme who have identified issues, that they please keep an eye out for this consultation, this public consultation, and feedback these issues and concerns that they have in a concerted way. Because Minister O'Brien has said for the last few years, this is a moving target, the scheme will evolve. Now let's see if he is actually telling us the truth. Because if he is telling us the truth, we would expect to see changes based on the feedback that is received by the people affected. So those are the kind of things came out of this, out of the workshop. Further discussions and research will continue, but it definitely was a very, very fruitful exercise.